Simply Done, the podcast network.
Ready, guys? Let's do the best comedy pure rock resurrection ever.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Done, the podcast network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California, it's the comedy Pure Rock Resurrection. Hi, I'm your announcer and pure rocker, Dickie Barrett. And now, here's the host of the comedy Pure Rock Resurrection, Don Barris and Lisa Marie.
Well, thank you, Dickie, and welcome to everyone out there in podcast land. I'm Don Barris, and this over here is the very lovely Lisa Marie. And from now on, maybe we should be called the King and Queen of Comedy and Pure Rock. Well, we're taking a step away to see what happens from the Big Three podcast. And since I own the name of this show, I might as well use it, right? Anyway, it's nice to have you back again, Dickie.
Hey, Don. Hey, Lisa. How are you guys? Oh, this is great. We got another episode. I'm just happy to be part of this podcast. A brand new comedy pure rock resurrection.
I don't know. Do we officially call this the first edition of the comedy pure rock resurrection?
This is definitely the premiere episode, episode number one of the comedy pure rock resurrection. And it's not a test, the real thing. Our fans love us.
Because last time we did a test show, we called that a test show. And so this is a full hour of the comedy pure rock resurrection. Boy, I like this. I like the way that sounds.
I like the way that sounds, too. So are you guys ready to get this thing going?
We're ready.
Now, if you don't know the story, I was working with a guy that was the former host of the comedy Pure Rock Resurrection. And I worked with him on another show. And you know who this guy is because you worked with him on the comedy Pure Rock Resurrection. So we both worked with this guy. And I don't know your angle, but for me, it was the worst experience in my life. Was it bad for you?
I don't think it was bad.
Really?
No.
You liked working with him?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? He was probably a lot more polite to you than he was me.
Yeah, he was nice to me.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's the old days. That's the old comedy Pure Rock Resurrection. This is the new, the better, and improved comedy Pure Rock Resurrection. And the way that I got the name, a good friend of mine who just seemed to help me out, a guy by the name of Hugh A. Craig III bought this name when it came available, and now I officially own it. And originally I was going to give it back to that our former partner, but he put up so much bullshit and he was such a pain in the ass, I decided, you know what? Fuck him. Fuck him. I'll take the name. But anyway, we've got a big show for you today. We also have... Of course, what's become a staple of the comedy Pure Rock Resurrection is a little piece that you do, and it's called Lisa Marie's Firing Squad. So we've got that to look forward to, and we've got a special guest here today. Now, this is a guy that you may know from his movies Fun University, Fun University 2, and Fun University 3D. He also was a former partner on the Big Three podcast. He's got an album he's here to promote. Here he is, my good buddy, Walter Mole Molininski.
Hey, Mole. Hey, you guys, you know who it is?
Yeah, it's Mole.
It's Mole.
How are you? I see you're wearing your rock music hat.
Because I'm here to rock. I like rock. I like music. You put them together, what do you got?
Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection rock is what music. You got. Yeah. Anyway, so now, I didn't know you were...
Hi, Lisa Marie. You look beautiful.
Hi, Mole.
You
look beautiful too, Dan.
You want to say hi to Dickie?
Hi, Mary Jane. You look lovely. Hey, Dickie, how are you feeling, buddy? I heard you were under the weather. What happened?
Oh, nothing, Mole, nothing. But thanks for your concern. Just a little medical mishap, if you will. Nothing to the extent of what Perry goes through.
And did you work stuff out with Wolfie?
No, he just dropped Wolfie. We're not going to mention him. Dickie, don't say anything about Wolfie.
I really have no problem with Wolfie Mole. I really don't. I think that he has more of a beef with me.
Wow. Yeah, wow. Nobody saw that coming. I mean, no.
Mole, this is the comedy Pure Rock Resurrection. And you know, for all intents and purposes, fuck Wolfie.
That took a weird turn.
A lot weirder than I thought. Man, when I asked him that.
Tell you what.
Yeah, left field. It really took a strange turn.
Anyway, let's just drop Wolfie, so we're going to do the show. And anyway, Mo, so when did you put this album together?
Oh, I just did, just now.
Today?
Well, here's what's going on. First off, how are you guys doing? You like to rock out?
Yeah, we sure do. That's why we're here on the Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection.
This studio looks totally different. I got to tell you, I love how you say the name. It really kind of like captures
you. You mean when I say the Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection?
You know, can I tell you one thing, though? Sure. To me, I can't help but feel, call me old-fashioned or purist, but I still kind of feel like the Scaremaster was just like the awesome host of the Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection. Like, he was the awesomest.
I'm the awesomest. Now Don's the most awesomester.
What do you mean? He was good? What did he do?
He just, I don't know, to me, he represented a lot of, like, pure rock and comedy. He, like, brought, he made, was really kind of the first guy who put it all together, comedy and pure rock. And, you know, he was just, you know, he's a
innovator.
You own the rights to it now. I know. Listen, and you do a great job.
You should
Dan.
Be corrected. What did he ever do? What, name one show that you thought was good? I mean, in all honesty, Lisa, who does a better job?
You do the better job.
Well, see, there you go. And she was the co-host with him. So I don't know what he did that was so wonderful, and you say that he's the best.
No, I don't say he's the best. You guys are the best.
When does he do anything like the Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection?
I love that. I love how you do that.
A lot of people, when I walk down the streets, you know, they say, Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection. I'll just give them the thumbs up. So I think that I've done a lot more. Anyway, let's forget about it. Let's talk about the album.
Oh, yeah. Listen, this is my opportunity to just, you know what? I got together with a bunch of musicians and we just played. We just had a good time. We just got in the studio. We mixed it up. We just said, hey, let's jam. Let's see what happens. And we banged out some stuff. And you know what? I think the folks are going to like it.
Is there any of the musicians we might know?
Oh, I think they're all on there.
Like who?
Nate? Well, Nickelback's not on there because I think that was one of the guys that Scaremaster might have killed.
Oh no!
I'm not gonna bring up any bad things about my buddy Scaremaster because I miss him being here. So let's not talk about musicians because a lot of them have been killed.
But he did leave a trail of blood.
But let me tell you what the music's about. It's about talking the language of the people. You know what it's about? It's a celebration of it's called Smoke. It's called Still Smoking, a tribute to Boston.
Okay, that's what you've done. Yeah. It's all Boston songs?
No, there's no Boston songs on it. I couldn't get the rights to do any Boston songs. But it's like mostly songs about smoking, though. So we just kind of shifted it, but we had already made up the CD covers with the Boston thing.
Are you going to get in trouble for stealing that?
No, we just made it so it's like to the town.
So how can these people get it? Will it be in stores or is it on iTunes?
It's coming out. It's going to be all over the place. It's going to be on U-Tunes, all over the place.
I don't know what U-Tunes is.
Oh, everyone's on there.
All right, but before you get to this, now, do you want to do this song first or do you want to face Lisa Marie's Firing Squad on the Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection?
Hey, Lisa Marie.
Lisa Marie. Okay. It is time right now on the Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection. It is time for Lisa Marie's Firing Squad. Question one.
Who carries the title the loudest group in the world?
I gotta go. Oh, wait. Who?
Yeah, who?
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 I bet you I know.
Who?
Pink Floyd.
Absolutely, Don. Pink Floyd carries the title, the loudest group in the world. In 1970, they played in front of a lake in England, and rumor has that some fish were killed.
Fish were killed.
That loud.
Zeppelin killed a mud shark.
Yeah, but that was a whole different thing. All right, here we go. Question two.
What was the first video to appear on MTV?
I know. Do you know?
Yeah.
What is it?
It was a music video.
Yeah, it was a music video. Do you know the name of the music video?
Yeah.
Okay, so he knows, but I'll give you the answer. Okay.
Video. The video.
Video killed the radio star.
And
by
what
the
was the second one?
Pat Benatar's...
No.
What was it? You Better Run.
No.
What was it?
No. It was Pat Benatar's You Better Run.
You motherfucker. Who won that one? Come on, Mo. Look at me. You got the rock music hat on, but who knows stuff, huh?
No, what? That was the second video of Pat Benatar?
Oh, absolutely.
What do you think it was?
I don't know. 10cc or something like that.
But you have no knowledge of this. You have nothing to prove it.
No.
You're just saying it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember.
Okay, well, we'll see what happens. All right, here we go. Question number three on Lisa Marie's Firing Squad.
Well, Mole, since you're releasing a CD, I think that this is a very appropriate question. What was the first CD pressed in the United States for commercial release?
CD's nuts.
CD's nuts. CD's nuts.
You get it?
That's funny stuff, Mole. Let me tell you this. Can I say something honestly? So far, that's the funniest joke that's ever been told on the comedy Pure Rock Resurrection!
What was the question?
The first CD ever pressed.
Oh, okay. It was,
Do you know?
The one with that dude who goes, who sings, who's like, everybody sings.
Okay, that's kind
the
of...
The Police.
Nope. My guess, Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA.
Absolutely, Don. Born in the USA, right, by Bruce Springsteen. It was released on June 4th, 1984.
Yeah.
Wow.
Same year as Synchronicity.
Wasn't Synchronicity 83?
Yeah, Synchronicity was on CD.
But maybe not at first. A lot of them are on CDs now.
CDs nuts.
CDs nuts.
Okay, you guys want to hear a tune?
Wait, we got to close out. Are we done with Lisa Marie's Firing Squad?
How about one more question?
Okay, one more question.
One more question.
Last question.
How many number one records have The Who charted in the U.S.?
Who charted?
Albums or singles?
How many records
has
The Who charted?
Well, they've never had a number one
in
single.
The US.
They've never had a number one single. So I would say...
1,000.
No, I would say closer to...
None.
Maybe none is a good answer.
The correct answer is none.
Wow.
It was either none or 1,000.
It was none.
No, it was none. And that was today's Lisa Marie's Firing Squad.
Ka-ch-ka-ch.
Now, here's the moment we've all been waiting for. Now, you have the CD. What is your name of your CD again?
Smoking, a tribute to Boston. But
you don't
Boston,
have any Boston
but
songs.
Smoking is underlined now because it's mostly about smoking. If you get the... album cover, we underline the word smoking to emphasize that and not so much the Boston thing.
All right. Well, there you go.
Right,
and here's
one.
A song from this.
All right. I'll play it on the harmonica. You guys sing along.
Now, before you get to it, I just wanted to ask one last question. Now, will the harmonica, will that be the instrument on the record, or is this just like a harmonic version of the song?
You know what? I don't really remember.
Okay. Then here we go. Do you know the name of the song?
Here we go. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. Lisa, me, and Dan are the hosts, you know. And you know who this is. It's Mole. And I'm getting wasted on apple cherry wood tobacco. Whoa, whoa, whoa. It's like that. You know, he's
wow.
Apple Cherry with Tobacco Road.
That is a good song. King. Whoa.
Yeah, awesome.
I'll tell you this. I just want to know when I can buy it. That's how good that was. And thank you for giving tribute to Lisa Marie on our comedy, Pure Rock Resurrection.
I think you guys are doing great. It's like Dan and Lisa are out on a sexy date. I hope Mary Jane doesn't get mad. If she does, she can cruise on down to Apple Cherry Wood Tobacco. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Wow. Again.
Wow,
that's
awesome.
The second verse.
Apple Cherry Wood Tobacco Road.
Is there a third verse or is that it?
No, I don't think so.
There's no third verse. Wow, that's great.
Yep.
The anticipation for this album amongst the Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection fans is going to be amazing. Do you have any questions you want to ask, Mole?
Yeah, since it's Boston, may I offer like a little bit of suggestion for the CD cover? Since it's Boston and
CD
Boston...
CD covers are amazing.
Yep.
And Boston is the home of the Boston Tea Party.
And clam chowder.
Right. But I don't think that the album's about tea. It's more about rock.
THC.
So instead of the Boston Tea Party, maybe it should be the Boston Rock Party.
Oh. So if you buy the album where it says a tribute to Boston, cross out a tribute to and write on top of the word Boston, write the and then Boston and underneath Rock Party.
Right. Wow.
You couldn't do that on your own, like on each CD cover.
I mean, I guess I could.
Maybe you should.
People could do it on their own, you know.
They could do it on their own, but I think it's wiser if you do it, and then it's like an album, and it holds a little more value because you've actually gone and corrected every single CD cover.
You guys are hearing that song.
Do you have another song? Oh, it's a pick me up song. Yeah, I like this. See an orchestra with this?
She got the way to move me apple cherry wood tobacco. She got the way to make me do stuff.
Yeah. Oh,
that's,
yeah.
That's Neil Diamond.
Oh, that's great.
Wow.
Another hand. Mole, our first guest on the comedy, Pure Rock Resurrection.
Yeah. Yes.
You got another one?
Hey, spark up a bowl, isn't it good? Apple, cherry wood, tobacco.
Wow, they all...
It's weird. I was able to clear the Beatles, but not Boston.
Could I ask you a quick question about some of these songs? Were you high at the time when you were writing these? Were you smoking a little apple?
I don't remember writing a lot of these stuff, but I do remember doing the design for the album cover.
Yeah. Well, it's a good album, I tell you. I think people are going to love it. Well, we're getting very close to what I like to call our first bathroom break of the show.
Oh, awesome.
Now, what we'll do is we'll go to the bathroom. Everybody will get their chance. I'll go first.
No, I'll go first.
No, let me go first.
I'll be right back. I'll go.
Okay, you'll go first.
I'm just really excited about getting a bathroom break.
All right.
Yeah, but I got to go really bad. So since he's using the toilet, can I go outside and go on the outside of the building?
No. As a matter of fact, we'll take a quick break here. And we're back from the Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection bathroom break. So how'd it go in there?
Really good. Really good. Yeah. Thanks. You know what I did while I was in there?
What? Wrote another song?
Yeah.
Wow. Now this won't, wait a minute, this won't be on the album.
It might be. I'm going to try to get the presses.
All right, here we go. A new song, just written.
Oh, no, never mind. We'll do it later.
Do it now.
Okay, you want to hear one?
Yeah.
She's my apple cherry with tobacco pie. She's a sticker in my pipe and you'll get all high. She's my apple cherry with tobacco pie. And we're not going to talk about the time Perry would do that thing with that guy. Because it's... not the place.
Let's just drop Perry's name from this. I like this song.
I miss him.
Why?
He just brings a special certain something.
He brings stupidity.
Hold on a second.
What's that?
I'm getting a phone call. Oh, wait a second. Quincy's texting me, said he couldn't get through to the Big Three podcast because it got switched. Oh, it got switched to the... To the Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection. Can I let him talk to us?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hello, my sweet loves, no whoms.
Hi, Mr. Adams.
How are you?
Well, this is all very exciting. Whilst I do adore me some Big Three podcast, I am quite pleased to tune into a new Comedy Pure Rock Res My Erection.
Oh, that's funny. Yes. Thank you, Mr. Adams.
And Perry is nowhere around. Yes, yes.
No, he's not allowed on the show, Mr. Adams.
Yes, well, it's a bit of a shame. I will say it's a bit of a shame. To me, he is pure rock, hard pure rock. And I'd like to get my mittens on that hard rock, if you know what I mean. Check into that hard rock hotel. I'd break me some rocks in the hot sun.
Ah, you fight the law, why?
What's that? Oh, are you talking about fighting the law, my public indecency charge? Because that was totes BS.
Really?
No, no, not really, not really. Guilty. Anywhoms, Mole, why are you there?
I'm here as a guest to promote my album.
Oh, wonderful. Your album's dropping. Wondrous. Are you mouthing your jaw harp?
I guess.
Oh, that's nice. But do me a favor. Play me something, Walter. Something to remind me of homeland.
The show? On Showtime?
Don't toy with me, Mole. Take me back to Britannia. Right. Yes. Ah, yes.
Mm-hmm. How's that?
Wonderful. You can stop there. That's fine. That's wonderful. I get it. It's lovely. Lovely. My pants are weeping, Walter. Pants are weeping. Now, Lisa Marie, are you there? Lisa Marie, are you still rocking the other world loveliness, I assume?
Mr. Adams, stop your flirting there.
I am rocking hard.
What's that? No, I will not stop flirting. No Ken Doodles. I love the chicks.
Well, you are the ladies, man.
Yes, I am, especially when they're not ladies. Yes.
You mean like slutty?
No, I mean like gentlemen, like when they're gentlemen.
Oh, okay, now I see what you're talking about.
Well, listen, enough chit-chat. I know Walter is there presenting some music, but if it's all right, may I tickle the ivies for a moment?
Yeah, do a song, Mr. Adams.
Sure, why
not? Yes, I'd like to do something. Is that all right?
Yeah. Of course.
All right. This is just something I'd like to do for the show because I love it so. Are we ready?
Yes.
Ready.
All right, let's begin.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Ask the boys who they all want to hear. They say Quincy, it's oh so clear. They want the greatest podcast of all. So I picked up the telly and gave them a call. Baby, it's the CPRR. Mr. Barnes and Lisa Marie will star.
Thank you.
Baby, it's the CPRR. And baby, I love dudes. Toot, 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 yeah. All right, really, that's about as far as that can go. What did we think?
I loved it.
A lot of fun.
Nice. Well,
you must not have been listening very closely. Anywho, I must go, but quickly, does anybody know Mr. Sharky's favorite game to play in the water?
Swallow the leader.
Yes, and I don't mind if I do. Oh, and if anyone sees the Scaremaster, please tell him that he's always welcome to co-host my program in the Rumpus Room. Toodles, loves.
See you, Mr. Adams.
See you, Mr. Adams.
Bye.
Wow.
That was interesting. He sure loves Scaremaster.
He loves him a lot.
Hey, can I tell you something? I know another dude that really loves Scaremaster, and can I tell you guys something?
I don't want to talk about Barry.
I know, but I have a buddy who's a huge, huge fan of Scaremasters. But he's also a huge rock star. This is a little bit of a surprise I had for you guys, if you don't mind. He's a huge rock star from my neighborhood, and then he moved, and he's from England also.
Wait, so he comes from your neighborhood? Yeah. Now, when you say your neighborhood, are you talking Wisconsin?
Wisconsin.
Okay.
And but he's also British, but he's awesome. He played in...
Does he have a British accent?
Double Extra Large. He was in Double Extra Large Pepperoni Pizza. He's the lyricist, the vocalist, and he's a huge Scaremaster fan, and he doesn't think... If it's okay, could he come out? I want him to come out.
I don't want him to talk about Perry. My past.
Well, talk to him about rock. Talk to him about some of the songs.
All right, but you
got
to tell
him. He just got off the road. He's playing here in August in the Sunset Strip.
You
got
to tell him he can't say anything about Perry.
Okay.
Is he here now?
He's here, yeah.
Why don't you introduce us?
Hey, Chet. Hey.
Hello.
Hey, Chet, come on in, man.
Hello.
Hello, Chet.
Hello.
Pleasure. Hey, sit down, Chet.
Hi, Chet.
Pleasure to meet you.
So right here. The next day?
Here, here's the...
Wow, I love those glasses. Awesome.
Yeah, martini glasses.
Yeah, they're awesome.
What's a pleasure to meet you? What part
of Wisconsin are you from? Here's some headphones for you. Can I help you?
Chet just got off the road.
You were on the road.
This is like the...
we go.
Tell them about the new album, Chet.
Well, the new album should be released, I believe, in August.
Yeah, and then you're playing the Sunset Strip, you were saying.
We're playing the show this coming August 1, 2, 3, and 4. over here on Sunset.
Four nights on Sunset.
Wow, that's pretty fantastic.
Which club?
We're playing the Viper Room first.
Nice.
Then we play the stage across the street.
Nice.
Out, you know, for all the
You played the Viper Room before?
I've been on the Sunset Strip like about a year ago.
Yeah.
You know?
Have you met Lisa Marie?
Hello.
Hello, nice to meet you.
Pleasure.
Now watch out for him because
excuse me.
This guy's all about the ladies.
Look at what she's got there, man. That was a beautiful.
Thank you.
Those are very beautiful.
Everyone.
Thanks.
And hey, same with the smile and the eyes and everything. You're a beautiful young lady.
Is your name Chet?
Thank you.
Chet McGraw.
Chet McGraw?
Yes.
Huh. Chet, can you do me a favor? It isn't very nice to talk about a woman's breast that way.
We do it all the time in London.
You're a little over-aggressive.
We don't know how they live in London.
We're very, very aggressive. We're warm, we're lovable.
But I thought you were from Wisconsin. What part of Wisconsin are you from?
I'm originally from London. You
No, you moved from Wisconsin to London. You was young. I grew up as kids.
We lived in Wisconsin when we were younger.
And then you moved to London.
What town?
But then you came back. Then you came back with the band.
Yeah, I came back with the band,
yeah. What town in Wisconsin are you from?
Milwaukee.
Oh, I didn't know. What part of Milwaukee?
Downtown.
But where exactly?
Main Street.
Main Street. There's no Main Street in Milwaukee.
There's a Main Street
Maple Street.
Maple Street. Where
you
there's
said Maple, not Main Street.
Oh, okay. You said Maple.
Maple.
That's one where they have the Ferguson's drugstore, right?
I guess.
On Maple and Elk.
What are you from, Milwaukee?
No, but have you heard of a place called Marinette, Wisconsin?
I've heard of Marinette.
Yeah, I've had sex there.
So both of you two guys are two ladies, guys. You just this guy is the been on the road and got groupies that go like crazy.
Seriously, it's got to be nice.
It's nuts, man. It's sometimes I don't even know where the fuck I'm at, and I got these broads grabbing onto my cock.
Seems like you keep losing your accent. You were born in Wisconsin.
Well, that's why he goes
born
back
in
and
Wisconsin.
Forth. That's why he goes back and forth.
Would you shut the fuck up, you son of a bitch? You're trying to, like, talk like you're me. You're not fucking me.
No, I'm not effing you, dude.
Look.
No, I don't see him fucking
born in Wisconsin, lived in London many, many early years, went back to Wisconsin, spent three
That's
or four
why you
years
speak.
In school.
You live in Wisconsin.
Then I went back to fucking London again.
London, where you went to college,
There's something going on here.
What?
Oh, no. I don't know what it is.
Nothing's going on. Hey, listen, why don't we talk about some more rock and roll? Why don't we talk about who are some of your favorite bands? These days, you guys.
I'm all over the place. I don't have any favorites.
Have you ever heard of a band called Angelus?
You mean the guys from the San Fernando Valley?
Yeah.
I've heard of them.
We use their song as our theme song here on the comedy. Pure Rock Resurrection!
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm just seeing. What bands do you kind of like? What are you into right now?
Bands that I'm into right now? Let's see, I'm into, the Ramones, The Clash.
A lot of current bands. I'm talking about current bands.
Oh, you're talking about current bands. I'm talking about London bands, man. I'm into
Like the Ramones.
Yes. They're from, right in my neighborhood, you son of a bitch.
They are.
Wow.
The Clash are from my neighborhood, too. Hmm. The Beatles.
Beatles.
The Adolescents. The Wetbacks.
There's something about you.
What's your problem? You give me this fucking weird-ass eye.
No, I think he likes you. I think he likes you. I think he likes you.
There's something fishy.
I like her. I like the way she's looking at me.
I kind of like the whole long hair thing.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, I kind of have a thing for long hairs. Like, the 80s never left, and it's really kind of back, and I like the long hair. It's nice.
He looks really good. Well, he's a handsome devil. He's been on the road. Don't drink so much water with that mustache. Dude.
Did you smoke weed?
No.
Yeah, he was a big heroin junkie. Tell him about
those
the band.
Those days are over.
Oh, he wrote a song. Wait, hold on a second. There was one time when we were living in Wisconsin, and his mom. Tell him the story about your mom and that wolf and all that heroin that happened with that one time with the sheriff and the wolf and your mom and the heroin. He's got the greatest story. You guys got to hear this. Tell him, Jim.
My wolf? The wolf that attacked my mom that... What are you doing, everybody?
Hey, Wolfie.
Wolfie. Wrong you're telling wolf. A story wrong about wolf. A wolf?
Hey, Squeaky, keep it down over there.
Oh, look at that. It's Dickie Bear from the Mighty Mighty Ringtones. You're all really impressed.
This isn't about you.
It isn't about you either, Barrett. Who do you think you are? Why don't you go get some of your Boston McMorons down here? I'll rip their ballsack off. Hey, let me drive them to Harvard Yard with my car. Oh, we're morons. We're from Boston.
Wolfie, stop. Dickie, both of you stop. For God's sake, we're doing a show. Wolfie, come here. Stop this.
Hey, who are you? Wrong wolf. And if this wolf grabs me by the balls, I'm going to break its fucking hand.
Just try to smell what's down there. That's what we do.
You fucking queer.
All right, don't tell them that story. Tell them the story about the lawnmower and the barn and your uncle.
I'd like to hear that.
Tell this is a great story.
The lawnmower, the barn, and his uncle.
Tell him, Chet, what happened.
And the cops?
No, not the cops. The lawn.
Because the lawnmower.
There's something about
the lawnmower
you.
Chased my uncle into the barn.
Uh-huh.
And if it wasn't for the cops to save my uncle, the lawnmower would have eaten him alive.
Who was riding the lawnmower?
The cops. I mean, my uncle. I don't know.
You used to tell that story. Worry about it. Oh, tell that. Oh, he has this fettuccine story that he tells. Tell that fettuccine story. Chet.
Well, when I cooked the fettuccine or when I...
No, when your girlfriend made that fettuccine.
She put too many ingredients in it?
Oh, this is the greatest story.
Oh.
This is the greatest story. Chat, it's a great joke.
Chat, tell the story.
Tell the fettuccine.
Come on.
I want to hear the story.
Joke.
The fettuccine. It's not a bloody joke, you bloody bastard.
I want the story.
The story, yes.
You can't have your pudding if you don't eat your meat.
Just tell the fettuccine joke.
You can't have your meat if you don't eat your pudding.
Exactly. I was at my girlfriend's one night. And the bloody bitch, excuse me for calling her names.
Was she on her period? Why is she bloody?
It's just an English term because everything's
okay.
Bloody over there, including the fucking country because everybody thinks they can shoot somebody here and shoot somebody there. So everything gets kind of bloody here. But anyway, back my girlfriend. She's cooking, right? For me, trying to make me all happy and stuff. And you want to know what she fucking did? I don't remember if I told you this, but she had a saucepan for sauce and a saucepan for a fucking pan of pasta. And I told the dumb fucking nitwit, you don't put a whole fucking pan of pasta in a bloody saucepan. You fucking get a fucking soup pot, you stupid blonde whitey. And it kind of scared her and she freaked out. But anyway, she thought she was going to be all hot and saucy and shit. She kept cooking this whole fucking... see a hell pound of pasta in a little saucepan? I mean, come on.
Get to the part where you blow
it
the
book. It fucking turned into fucking paste. It was disgusting. And what part are you talking about?
Keep going.
It got disgusting.
I hope you pointed out that she's wrong.
I kept pointing it out. You know what the dumb bitch kept doing?
No.
She kept putting in peanut oil.
Peanut oil?
The fucking nut make the fucking noodles stick to the pan. And I'm yelling at her at the top of my lungs, yeah, bloody bitch, you don't fucking do it like that, you dumb fucking whore. She kept pouring in. She must have used a hell bottle of peanut oil. It smelled like fucking Planters peanuts. Planters, I don't care. Planters is an English, it's an American company. It's not an England.
Hey, Chet, wrap the story up.
But what happened was, when I went to clean out the fucking pot, right, in the backyard, instead of pouring it all over the ground and shit, we tried to put it on newspaper.
But talk about more like with the British things, like a lorry and going up in a lift and you're on your flat.
Can I finish?
Yeah.
The blimey.
Yeah.
I'm pouring this bloody thing out.
I'm sorry. He usually tells us a lot better.
Chet is as boring as someone else we used to have.
No, Chet is fascinating. You know what? Let me tell you something about Chet. Chet has been through a lot.
Chet, hold on a second.
Let me back you up for a second. Chet's been through a lot of trouble, okay? He wasn't always this big, successful guy in the music business. When he came up, he was taken advantage of by a music manager.
How's that?
And he was... Tell him about the story.
Which one? Which music manager are you talking about?
The one that made you, that said you wanted to do me a favor when you got in trouble, when you were with that band?
The one that wanted to give me the Guild medal or the one that wanted
no,
to give
the
me
one
a,
who, when,
the Guild record?
No, he made Mouth Love on you and then you did Hand Love on him so that you could play.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So that you could play at that concert.
So you had a story. Let me see if I understand what you're saying. That Chet, your buddy from Wisconsin through England, when he first got in the music business, had a problem with the manager.
Exactly, just like Scaremaster did. Just like I don't want to mention Scaremaster. But that's why he's such a huge fan of Scaremaster, because they both had problems with managers.
Is that true, Chet?
Who made them make love to them.
Please, I don't want to get
Chet,
into it.
Chet, just tell me, what was the guy's name?
I'm not telling people's names.
You can trust me, it'll never get out.
Yeah, it's the first thing I won't do to anybody.
Why? What was his name?
Tandy Flanagan.
His name was
Don Barris.
What are you talking about?
Oh, wait
There's
a second.
There's some guy named Don Barris.
That's Dan Barney.
That's Dan Barney. That's not Don Barris.
Oh, that's my real name.
This guy from bloody England's name's Don Barris.
Chet.
He thought he was fucking some hot shot manager and controller. Yes.
And you made love to him?
I didn't make love to the fucking asshole.
You sucked his cock?
I didn't suck his fucking cock.
You sucked his cock. Wow.
Bullshit.
Chet sucked his cock. Chet.
I didn't suck no cock, you
Chet
fucking...
Chet sucked his cock.
Hey, can I interrupt for 1 second here really quick? I know we're having a great time, but
God.
I think we're forgetting something. We're right around the year anniversary of losing a great American, Terrifying Tim, who's the king of... skateboards.
I know really. Him very well.
Like, you guys got a lot of rockers in the audience, and they're looking for skateboards. And when they need a good skateboard, you know whose skateboards they should get?
Terrifying Tim
tribute board.
Now, the way you do that is you have to go online. There's some places you have to go. If you want passwords, his family gave me the passwords, and they're doing such great business. You have to have these passwords even to look at the Terrifying Tim boards.
And there's the promo code if you want to get the Heritage board. There's the promo
code. We're doing 60s.
American Hero Never Blew a Guy.
All right, so you do all that. You get the passcodes from us. You send it to us, and we'll be more than happy to help you for a great American hero, the great Terrifying Tim Perpetic. Now, you haven't asked Chet any questions at all. What's on your mind, Lisa?
Chet, I'm wondering, are you straight?
Straight as an arrow. What do you mean, am I straight? Am I straight?
Well, I was wondering about...
Do I do straight lines? Do I do crooked lines? Sexually?
No. Yeah, I'm asking if you're straight sexually, because I'm wondering, because I thought you were kind of cute, and I'm just wondering if you're straight, if you like women.
I'm in love with women.
Are you single?
I'm presently... single, kind of dating a few girls. I'm not sure.
Oh, really? Who are you dating?
I got some girlfriends in London. I got some girlfriends in Canada. I got some girlfriends in the Midwest. I mean, I'm on the road a lot, so I don't have a steady, like. I mean,
okay, Chet, excuse me. We're about 8 seconds past the time for our second Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection bathroom break. Chet, I don't know what your deal is, but you got to pick up the pace a little bit.
Yeah, man, the story was, come on, dude.
Which story?
We usually tell stories so much better, man.
No,
what about your uncle and
please,
the lawnmower and the
fucking...
barn? What the heck happened?
Please, seriously,
if he can't do anything.
I feel like I booked a bad guest, but no, he's the best. You know what you should talk? May I say something? I think he's a little, I think he's maybe a little nervous because he's trying, you know, normally we have Scaremaster here.
Ugh, don't even bring up that guy's name to me anymore.
Look, I just got done.
What is your problem,
I just got done fucking writing a song.
What is my...
Hold on, Chet, shut the fuck up.
We'll do that on the show.
When we come back, we'll hear the song.
I can't put my finger on it.
Maybe he reminds you. Maybe he's just got one of those faces. Maybe he just reminds you of something. Oh, you got to do the thing. Say we're back from...
And welcome back from the Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection bathroom break. Hey, how was the bathroom, everybody?
I don't know. It was the same as before.
Okay.
I'm relieved.
Hey, Chad, have you ever been on a podcast before? You turn the mic towards you. Here's the funny thing. Chad, nothing against you, but we used to have a guy on the show, maybe the dumbest fucking guy. I carried this moron for the longest time. And you know, the type of person he was, Chad, can I get some things off my chest?
Your chest?
Can I?
Yeah, go for
it. I'm looking at your chest, and you don't look like you got anything on it.
So
what do you want to get
off
your
chest?
Okay,
here's the deal. This guy that was part of the show, he'd bring his homosexual attitude towards
first
the show
of all,
every time.
This what? Show or another show?
No, not this show, not the Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection. I had this show called the Big Three Podcast.
And show sucked.
What?
That show sucked. I heard it a couple times online. I'm like, oh, God.
You know why?
Because
this other guy that we had on there, I carried for almost 3 years, and he'd constantly brag about this gay guy that he did this thing with.
Constantly brag? I don't know.
Brag about it. Oh, every brother. Show it was mentioned. This guy's name was Randy Callahan. Oh, what I did with Randy.
He always bragged. Hey, can I play a tune about that? This show was great. It really rocks. And we don't have to talk about Perry and men's C words. Not talking about apple cherry with tobacco road. I'm talking about when Perry yanked that guy's low.
Yeah.
Oh.
And this guy, this Randy Callahan,
I don't believe he ate anything.
No, he sucked the guy's
he
cock.
He didn't suck anybody's cock,
that's
I don't believe.
That's what everyone says, though.
Here's the thing that's funny. You understand this because you're in show business. The guy was nowhere. I mean, nowhere. Had nothing going. I was going to give him the studio here at a secret location in West Hollywood, California, where they could do that. You remember Lisa?
Right. We were all set up to do a show.
This guy, I send him down to pick up food. All he has to do is go to What the Hawks.
That's the best Thai food in town.
It is. And well, anyway, he'd have to go to What the Hawks. He took a shit in the bathroom. And these fucking Thai people, you know, they've got to be around Thai food. And sure, they've got that breath of garlic, and they always smell themselves. But the thing is, when you take a shit in someone's bathroom, that stinks up an entire restaurant. And that's what this fucking moron did. He lost 2 movies for us like a fucking moron. He lost his sponsor. Neil Leeds quit because this moron starts calling him. Oh, you got your problems, Chet. I got mine. But I've moved
on.
But,
you know, you got to realize that Scaremaster also broke his neck skateboarding. So.
Yeah, this is how stupid he is. He breaks his neck, then he goes skateboarding, tries to impress this girl, lands on his fucking head, breaks it again, and for a long time he doesn't even go get it operated on. Then he does a second operation for his neck to straighten things out. Then he gets a blood clot. They had to go in there another time. Recently,
it sounds kind of funny if you want to ask me.
Well, a lot of people say he's scamming the government, though. A lot of people say
scamming the government,
disability claim.
If I wanted to, you know what I could do so easy?
What?
Turn him in. Turn him the fuck in. And that would not be very hard. And then you know what? His life is fucked. His life is fucked, Chad.
How do you plan on turning him in?
I'm not going to, but I could. And if I did, he would be, I would testify of how he could do work.
But you know what? I heard some stories about this guy.
You heard some stories about this guy.
Oh, is it the story about the one guy that they made love to that guy?
No.
Oh, he made love to this one guy.
The guy's name was Randy,
Callahan.
He was in love with this dude. He was young and impressionable.
He was looking to get ahead in show business.
Oh, God.
He went to a casting agent, said, I'll do anything. You want me to detail your car? And he kind of laughs like, hey, you know I'm not talking about that, but he's hitting around like, hey,
oh, is that what happened?
No.
I heard stories that this guy, you know, he nearly died.
How did
he? A fucking old lady was on the wrong side of the bloody freeway.
I heard that he was on the wrong side.
I don't know.
People say that he fell asleep behind the wheel and he drifted over and he hit that old lady. That's what a lot of people are saying.
What does anyone know whatever happened to the old lady?
Maybe he killed her. I don't know.
I'll tell you this. Add to a list of many that he has killed.
Nathaniel, Eric,
he doesn't give a shit. Let's just say he had no respect for other humans'
lives. Cookie Caramello.
Killed his dad.
Killed his dad.
He doesn't give a shit. Doesn't give a shit at all.
So, I disagree. I think he cared about his dad because he just
doesn't care about anything.
He didn't go to his dad's funeral.
That's why we're no longer doing
like
the.
He's like a fucking idiot.
He sounds like a major
fucking idiot.
He's an idiot. A gay idiot. I got nothing against gay people at all. As a matter of fact, I love them. I love everything about them. But sometimes I do feel nervous when someone's staring at me. He talk about my blue eyes like he's masturbated to him before.
Fuck. Yeah, whatever.
Really? You think he does that?
I know.
He makes hand love on himself thinking about your blue eyes, Dan?
Do you ever hear him talk about my eyes?
He talks about that?
Constantly.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he talked about
it. You know what?
You think he's in love with
you? Look, I'm a man.
Everybody says that. He's in love with me. Wow. Get away from him. Perry's in love with you. He's a psychopath. He's going to kill you. But thank God he's gone. And all I had to do was say, stupid, you're out of the show. We were doing the podcast, the Big Three podcast, for like almost 3 years. And in that time, the guy never, ever thanked me. All he did was complain. I wish that when he begged for my help, I wish I would have just never gotten in touch with him. Dick Cavett Enterprises wanted to do a sequel. He blew that, too.
That's not the only thing he blew.
I know. That guy Randy Callahan, he blew, too. This is all stuff that you don't even need to hear there, Chet. This is about a guy that...
I'm listening, and I don't know what I'm listening about.
Well, what do you think?
I really don't know what this guy is much about.
I thought you heard the podcast all the time.
Chet.
I barely know this.
But you're the one who said that he should be hosting this show.
Well, it's because it's his show. I mean, look. I know of him.
When I said, hold on a second. Dan, don't listen for a second.
Take off my headphones?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to walk out of the room and talk?
No, but just listen. When I said that's not the only thing he blew, I meant like, I mean guys you blew. I'm talking about guys you blew. I'm talking about minds.
I blow a lot of minds with my music.
Can I get back on?
Yeah, go ahead, Dan.
Are you guys talking about Perry blowing this guy?
No, we weren't talking about Perry blowing guys. We were talking about...
Are you talking about that guy, Scary Perry?
Yeah.
The guy that you said you're a big fan, then you said you didn't know him. Chet. Yeah. What? Scary Perry Caramello.
We're not talking about...
K-A-R-V-E-L-L-O.
Who?
Perry... The Scaremaster, the Blowmaster.
The King of Friday Night Comedy.
Caramello.
Are you talking about that star of Comedy Central's Windy City Heat?
Yep, that's the one.
He's the funniest guy around.
Are you kidding me?
He's the funniest guy
around. Are you kidding me?
You know the act that he does for these two buffoons in Hollywood?
What's this?
He does this fucking act that like blows our minds over there in London.
We're the buffoons?
What, is that what you're saying? Is that you?
Yeah, we
that's
run the
you.
Why would you side with this guy?
He's fucking hilarious. Mo.
You're saying he's pulling a prank on us?
I don't buy it because he's the dumbest guy I've ever met. Hey, you know what? Hey, I'm going to have to ask you to get Chet the fuck out of here.
Chet's about to blow everybody.
I think maybe everybody's, I should.
Look, I got music. I got it.
Listen,
gotta
let me just say this. Chet, maybe it's time that you get the fuck out because.
Take this stuff off.
I'm going to call the police if you don't leave.
All right.
And you're trying to get in all my
right.
place.
All right.
911, Chet. You see, I have it right there.
Chow.
Yeah, and don't let the door hit you on the back when you get out of here. See you later, Chet.
Bye, Chet.
There he was. What's your last name, Chet?
My last name?
Yeah.
McFarlane?
No, do that thing.
I'm confused in what's going on here. Chet, I've asked you to leave the studio here at a secret location. What's your last name?
This is getting uncomfortable.
Yes. Can I please talk with an officer? There's a guy that won't leave. I'm at a studio at a secret location in West Hollywood, California, and there's a guy that will not leave.
The last name is Scary Perry Caravello. Oh!
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Oh!
No. No.
Whoa. I've been a scare master the whole time.
No.
All right. When did you grow the mustache?
When?
Yeah.
It was fake. He blew your minds, dude. You can't believe what a cheap wig and a crappy mustache could make some people believe.
All right. Now I ask you, what the fuck are you doing here?
I'm here to see my baby doll over
here.
Okay.
She's not We're doing a show.
One. Two.
One. We're
doing a show. I'm here to take my business back.
He's going to out-host you,
Dan. The comedy. Pure Rock Resurrection. It's my show. I created it because of the fucking war we had in Eagle Rock. If you forget about that fucking war in Eagle Rock.
I remember.
Because your shit show, the Ding Dong Show,
that was the Ding Dong Show. Sit, you know what? We tried doing the Big Three podcast. The ratings we got were three times lower than my Ding Dong Show. Right out of the box, so it must not suck that bad. And if you put water on my fucking pictures,
I'm not putting water on your pictures. I put a bottle of water.
Okay, well, I don't want it. I don't want it on my pictures.
Can you? Are you freaking out right now? You were talking to Chet the whole time, and it was Scaremaster, dude.
I'm pretty impressed. You're like a chameleon. I had no idea. At one point, I started thinking, this guy seems familiar for some reason. Did you know Lisa?
No, I didn't.
Let me jack it back, please. Thank you.
So what's going on, dude?
Just asking. What do you mean, what's going on?
What are you doing here?
I was ordered to be here by Nick. Who ordered you? Nick.
Nick?
Yes.
I have an idea.
If you don't want me here, I'll leave.
I don't want you here.
All right.
I want you out of my life. I told you that before.
How about we do one thing?
You actually want me in your life.
No, I don't.
You actually want me to star in the Big Three podcast.
I don't want you
in
my life.
You want me to star in the comedy Pure Rock Resurrection?
Perry, here's the deal. Stop. No, she's not. She's with me. Are you with me right now?
I'm with you.
Thank you.
And this wasn't a test. This is the first episode of the comedy Pure Rock Resurrection.
Scaremaster, you got to admit that there's undeniable energy between Lisa Marie and Dan.
It's a chemistry.
Okay.
Because not only are we good together speaking, but I'll tell you this, the physical chemistry is un-fucking believable. Look at those.
Things. Sold out by...
All right, Wait, before you go, I would like to say...
May I make a suggestion? I would like to see if Scaremaster...
What?
Can out-host Dan at the Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection for 1 second. What's in that? With pills?
Get your fucking hands off my stuff.
Sit. I just want to see if you can out-host...
Can I out-host? Of course I'll out-host.
All right,
look who's here.
Hey, everybody, it's me, Wolfie. Hey, let me smell. Why are you biting me?
Perry, leave Wolfie alone. He just wants to smell you real quick.
Let him get an Italian meatball.
Let me smell you, please.
That's how they say hello. That's how they say hello.
I don't understand. I just want to smell.
They smell each other's anuses.
Wolf's a member of the dog family. They like to sniff asses. Doing?
Wolfie, sit over here.
Let me see how Scaremaster says, welcome to Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection.
All right, I'll do that. And then I'll top him.
Okay, go ahead. You go first.
Welcome to the comedy.
Scaremaster, Pure Rock Resurrection.
Scaremaster. Did anybody say go?
Wait, hold on. You do it, and then Dan does it, okay? And do welcome to the comedy Pure Rock Resurrection.
Tell me, say action.
No, you go first.
When you say action, you go then first. I'll do it.
It doesn't matter if you say action.
Okay. Go now. Welcome to the comedy.
So what I do is I'll say, then I'll come in after he's done. I wait till he's done, right?
Yeah. Scaremaster goes first. You say, welcome to the comedy Pure Rock Resurrection.
Welcome. I say the same thing.
He wants to just fuck with me, doesn't he?
I don't want to fuck. I want to get you out of here. I want to prove that I'm 10 times the host, and the people out there, when it comes to Pure Rock and comedy, they'd rather have me hosting the show than you. And I'll prove it once and for all right here. Who can do better right now? Go.
Welcome to the comedy Pure Rock Resurrection.
Oh, nice.
You don't think that sounded like, hey, listen, subliminally, he's saying, hey, everybody, I'm here. I got a show. Who'd like to suck my cock? Come on, boy.
Faggot.
I'll show you how it's done. Watch this. Welcome to the comedy Pure Rock Resurrection.
He stuttered.
Oh, no.
He stuttered.
No,
wow.
No, I'm sorry, Scaremaster.
He split Scaremaster. His... He goes, welcome to the comedy.
Yeah, he gave it all. That's what he did. He didn't hold
it. All right. You don't want that? I tried saying that. You want to see it? Okay. Welcome to the comedy Pure Rock Resurrection. Yes.
I like the first one more. I got to go with the first one more. I like that one, too.
Both of them better than Scaremaster. Absolutely.
Both way better.
Welcome to the comedy Pure Rock.
Welcome to the comedy Pure Rock Resurrection.
Oh, man.
Welcome to
the comedy Pure Rock Resurrection. Lisa, what do you think?
you know, for somebody
steal
who,
it, but no, and you're sued.
You just don't have the passion.
Steal it. I own the fucking name.
Show me the fucking paperwork right now. Let's
I saw it. I saw it. It doesn't matter.
It's in my safety deposit.
Paperwork right now.
It's in my safety deposit box. It's not here. I can't get in my bank.
What do you mean your bank?
It's in my safety deposit. My paperwork is in my safety deposit box.
Bank's closed.
I'm trying to keep my balance, buddy.
Get your hands off of me.
Just sit over there, though.
There's no reason to sit down.
Are you not sitting? We're in the middle of a show. You started to say something because I dominate like everything else you do. Oh, I lost. I'm going to get up and act like a pussy.
Oh, really?
Where yeah. I would have given you the name, but you're such a fucking douchebag.
Stop. Sit.
You're such a liar about every single... Yeah, you lied.
I didn't lie.
You didn't lie about going to Chicago.
No, I didn't lie about...
Did you go to Chicago?
That's completely different. That's not even a part of this subject.
Yes, it is, because you skipped the show. It's got nothing to do with this subject. Yes, it does. Yes.
It has nothing to do...
It has everything to do with
the comedy, Pure Rock, Resurrection.
I own the name. Period.
Show it to me in paperwork.
Show me
or
where
you do
own,
not own show, the name.
Show me
one.
Where you own it.
I created it. It's mine. Period.
And you don't own the name anymore. Period. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start making up t-shirts.
Awesome.
Why don't you talk like a human being? Every time you lose a
stop
battle.
Stop smoking. I'm out of here. I'm out of here.
You don't
want
to talk?
Smoking.
I don't give a shit if you
I don't want.
I don't give a shit what you want. You came here for a reason. What's your reasoning?
I was told to come here and to get my name, that you were going to give me my name.
I'm not giving your name back. You're out of your fucking mind.
And this fucking guy smoking weed and spilling it.
It's not weed.
Apple cherry wood tobacco smells so good.
Sit down. Sit down.
I can't.
Sit down. Just sit down. Yeah, you're going to be okay. I want you out of my life. What do you want from me?
I want my show back, one.
You're not going to get it.
Give me back my bullets.
Look at it from my position. You've ruined two movie remakes.
Why are you blowing smoke in my face?
It just set in the mood.
You're making me fucking angrier than a motherfucker.
Okay.
Why? What did
That's
I do?
That's not what this show's about. We don't want you angry. It's about comedy and Pure Rock, right, Lisa Marie?
It's about comedy. It's about Pure Rock. And, you know, smoke follows...
Sit down!
Smoke follows beauty. You should be honored to have smoke follow you.
Sit down.
Perry, you should be
sit
honored.
Sit down.
Stop putting that in my face.
You can't control yourself at all. You're out of your fucking mind. Sit down. You want to be? You want something? You want to talk to me? You came back to get your name. And so what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Put the headphones on and talk to me.
Here. Let go of the fucking headphones.
So wait a minute.
Come on.
You are such a girl.
I'm a girl.
Yes. Sit down. Just talk to me.
Smoke a peace pipe.
Why don't
smoke a peace pipe, you know Kimasabi.
Get that fucking thing away from
Maybe
my face.
Maybe that'll mellow you the fuck out. You
it's not going to mellow me out.
How do you know?
Because it's making me sick.
Sit down, Perry. Don't.
Get the fuck off of me. Stop.
Fellas, please, Rick. Come on now.
Hey.
Stop fighting, Perry. Stop fighting him.
This is not what Comedy Pure Rock or The Resurrection is all about.
Stop.
Don't bite me, you fucking animal.
I hope he has his rabies shot.
Take it easy, you fucking animal.
Put your hand down, Skin.
Put your hand down.
Do Chet.
Stop it. Mellow out.
You guys
I'm just holding him down.
Okay. All right. Scam Master Dan's going to get off.
Fuck.
You.
Right, I'm going to get up.
Okay. All right. Good break. It's like MMA. Did you bite him again, Scam Master?
Oh, my God. There's blood.
Did you bite him?
Yeah.
Blood off of me.
You bit my fucking arm.
This is
my lip. Well, who's bleeding?
I don't know.
It's HIV blood. That's HIV blood.
Me or me?
That is HIV Scam Master blood. Hold on.
I don't have HIV.
Don't touch anything.
Don't touch it.
Get it off of me.
Let him get you some fucking
get you
stuff.
Some
I don't
stuff.
Want you walking around.
There's blood all over. Blood stains.
Sit down. Everything's cool.
Calm
just sit
down and sit, Perry. Let's clean it up.
Yep.
Let's
sit there.
What's bleeding? Are you?
There's where you bit me. And you drew blood
oh yeah!
Just
sit down and don't move.
Sit. There's too much stuff going on.
Okay, here you go, bud.
Just
get this on your lip.
Just don't move.
It's not.
Just stay. Just stay there. Stay there.
Headphones are broken.
Sit down.
Headphones are unplugged.
Just sit down.
They're not broken.
Yeah, they are.
It goes back together.
No, it doesn't.
Maybe no.
No.
Fine. $2,000 headphones.
He broke it again.
Yep.
That's another the second pair. Perry's broke.
I didn't break them.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, God.
Perry, you fucking attacked me, you fucking retard. Now sit down. Sit down, please.
I'll tell you what.
Take this.
This is rocking. Now this is like a crazy, this is like Altamont.
I gotta go back to Milwaukee.
I'll tell you what, I liked it better when Chet was here.
Yeah, Chet wasn't violent.
Chet never attacked Dan. Scaremaster, sit down, dude. And relax.
Yeah, just sit.
You've got other things going on, clearly.
What goes on in your head, fucking Perry? Seriously.
Is your arm okay, Dan?
Well, his teeth went through my skin.
I didn't reach bone.
Yeah, you did. Look at that.
I didn't reach
it's
bone.
Deep.
That's see. Deep as shit. There's a bruise
see.
There.
I can see it from
animal.
Here.
Let me see it from you here. You fucking animal.
We are probably the most bite-filled non-animal show in the podcast world.
I agree. Yeah,
we got more friggin' bites than Vampire Diaries. Hey,
I think so.
Go ahead.
What a show! We had a fight. And like the dogs he praised to Perry took a bite. But all the fans know, and it's solid gold. He got mad when we kept smoking apple cherry wood tobacco roll.
There's the third verse that we're looking for.
What do you think, Scaremaster?
Interesting.
All right. I can't take this. I can't take you fucking going up to Mary Jane and acting like you're going to hit her.
I'm not going to hit Mary Jane.
Okay,
and
you're not going to bite me.
Well,
how long am I supposed to put up with that, Perry?
How
you're
long?
Swinging at me.
I wasn't swinging at. Nobody was swinging at you.
You
let's,
got this,
no,
this
Perry,
little puppet
Perry,
that wants to grab my nuts.
Yeah, it's a joke, Perry. Are you that
he
fucking
likes
stupid?
You. Have you thought about the fact that maybe Wolfie likes you?
Does it really grab your balls, Perry?
It tries to.
Here's the deal. We're in a position right now that we have to go ahead or we have to stop. And you're out of fucking control. What this is going to turn into, it's going to turn into something terrible. Because I'm just trying to hold your arms. I can't, and you're biting me, and I can't get away from you. And it puts so much pressure on every single thing. I don't want to hit
Let's
you.
Let's make things work, man.
No, you.
Let's make this show happen. Let's get this fucking movie on it, off the
You
ground.
Know what? You're absolutely right. That's
let's get
good
it
thing.
That's the right
ground.
Attitude. That's the way to go
Let's
out on
Let's get it
top.
Fucking taped, fucking made, and fucking marketed.
As I see by the clock on the wall after that statement, this is the end of the Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection for today. For Lisa Marie.
Rock on. The Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection. See you next time.
For our special guest, Mole.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
For our pal, our announcer, and pure rocker, Dickie Barrett.
Don, thank you very much. And Lisa Marie, take care. And wow, what an episode.
Of course, for the original creator, producer, director, writer.
Don't say
of
that.
The comedy
Don't
Pure
say
Rock
that, or I'll sue you.
You'll sue me.
Yes. We'll see.
Again, I was the creator. I was the originator. I am the original. Stop. It's all mine. The Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection with Lisa Marie.
Chet's
a bloody master. My dog out of fucking England.
You know what threw me? The British accent.
Pretty amazing, right?
It was unbelievable.
You guys liked it?
I loved it.
It was so
thank
believable.
You,
so believable.
All right, kids.
All right, so anyway, like for everybody here, thank you. And for the Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection, keep rocking!
Rock
on! Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection!
Sweet September, you dropped a bomb on me. My heart in two. You're such a sleaze bag, dirty hag, bone every dog whose tail's wagging, scum bucket brag around. Well, my lover, you threw it all away. We went to the altar, me and you. It's gonna take me a hell of a time just to clean my mind of you. You did me wrong.
baby. Got something to tell you. You're all used up, girl. You've been had by every mother's son around. Or should I say, every lip smacking, wisecracking, low life, freaking fracking, brain lacking, pimp in town. Yeah! Dead to me, you know you are. Don't even honk your horn if you see me driving down the street. I'll backfire in your face. Goodbye.
STTPN, Simply Done.